Representatives of the European Union, International Monetary Fund, and ambassadors from Britain and the Democratic Republic of Congo were among the diplomats who attended the event, which saw more than 20 embassies exhibiting education scholarships offered in their countries. They stressed the need for the country to include the youths who now constitute the majority of the population in decision-making processes. Economist Ashok Chakravart said most youths are out of employment, adding they face a bleak future as most of them are excluded from economic activity.
Development happens when you have a good enabling environment which is put in place by a government which enables all your energies to be released so that you work for yourself, and you know that in working for yourself you are going to better your own life, and a consequence of that is going to be the growth and development of the country.
The government, he said, should introduce policies that will attract investment and create opportunities for young people and private companies. Some youths who attended the fair, which also showcased opportunities for the youth outside Zimbabwe, said they felt empowered by the information they got, in particular about continuing to study even in foreign countries. Blessing Makowera said she was excited by the debates and the fair.
I just want to say this is a very interesting program. You have learned a lot, and you have seen what we are supposed to do when we finish schooling.
Mishek Gondo, co-organizer of the fair, which is dubbed The Space, said the platform seeks to bring opportunities to young people, linking them with organizations and universities that provide scholarships and business opportunities.
But it's a platform whereby we are also discussing policy issues. We are discussing different topics in terms of development aid, development effectiveness, poverty eradication, among other topics, and the role of young people in terms of the national discourse influencing policies. So this space is trying to bring different stakeholders to solve our challenges.
Embassies of the United States, Britain, Japan and Indonesia were among many countries that were represented at the event, which organizers say would be held annually. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.